Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Travelling Introvert. So today I would like to talk about the service industry. There is definitely a, I'm going to use this word a lot, misconception about the fact that introverts can't and don't like working in the service industry because it deals with people all the time. And so from my personal experience, for example, I used to work in casinos in England. So there's a real stigma, from what I've noticed, working in casinos in the United States and working in the casinos in England. They're two very different things. Licensing is different, what you're allowed to do is different. Back in the day, tipping was different. And just the way casinos are within cities and towns is very different from the United States and to England. So I am speaking specifically from the UK, but I worked in casinos and I loved every minute of it. And so one of the things about me was, yes, I'm not a big people person. If you put me on the Saturday night game of blackjack where people are coming in and they're drunk and they just want to have a good time and they need the rules explaining to them 87 times and they don't give clear gestures and they're a little rowdy and they spill their drinks and whatever else might happen, I am not the person that you would have for that table. However, get me on a Tuesday afternoon when generally the heavier gamblers would come in or the more serious gamblers would come in, and they just need someone who will deal blackjack to them, no small talk, get the game done, they're efficient, and all of that stuff, I'm your girl. What you would find is I would attract a different level of customer. So you can definitely have your extrovert dealer or your ambivert dealer, but me as an introvert dealer, I used to get customers who would come in asking for me and or know my schedule so they could have me deal to them. And mainly because I'm super efficient at what I did. And, you know, there was no small talk, no, well, how are you doing? Because you don't want that. If you're a serious gambler, you come and you gamble and you do whatever you do. You don't need people up in your business. And so what I loved was there was always a set sort of ritual to it almost. And, you know, it is a show. And so even before that, I used to be a dancer. And so I love being on stage, even though technically, yes, you're the center of attention, but you're not. What I found is, especially with dancing, you're in your own little bubble. You're there and you're doing, yes, you're performing for other people, but you're in your own head. You're thinking about the music, the next move, that hard thing that you can't do, and this whole thing. You don't really feel that you're in front of all of these people, though that might be the case, like in the wings when before you go out there. But once you're out there and everything kicks in and you're just doing what you love, it really doesn't matter. And so this misconception about how introverts think they can't be bar staff or they can't work in the service industry in casinos or restaurants. What you'll find is the introvert that does work in that field brings a certain level of, you know what, they're more likely to work in higher end hotels and restaurants because the decorum and the ritual and everything that's needed for those kind of places tends to appeal to the introvert mind and how we deal with things and the kind of perception that's needed, especially if it's like a high level restaurant where, you know, the wait staff aren't supposed to talk to you. They just appear and pour you water and disappear. It's great for introverts. We don't have to talk to people. So I think there's definitely areas where introverts will actually excel more. And we're also so in tune with other people. One of my pet hates, and I'm sure there's going to be like a podcast on this at some point, is Ubers. Love Ubers for various reasons. And I know there's reasons to hate Uber. Everyone has their opinion on that. But if I get into an Uber and I am reading a book, don't talk to me. But it seems like people who drive Ubers don't have that, they're not attuned to like customer service. It's like, know when someone wants to talk to you or know when someone doesn't want to talk, or maybe someone's having a bad day, or maybe they're coming from a funeral. Like, you don't know what's coming into your car, so don't feel that you have to make like, so where are you from? Oh, you're a long way from home. How's business conversation? Because not everybody needs that. And I think introvert Uber drivers pick up on that far better than some others. So yes, service industries and introverts, we can totally rock that. That was my 5-minute babble. So thank you very much for listening to The Traveling Introvert. If you want to contact me or there's something you'd like me to talk about, please feel free to message me at introvert@thetravelingintrovert.com, and feel free to also leave a review or, you know, a little like or a little heart, or depending on where you're listening from. Thank you very much. Have a good rest of the week.